奉主耶稣圣名说话。
So far we have studied the book of Job all the way to chapter 2 verse 10.
我们上一次查考到约伯记的第二章十节。
Actually, by chapter 2 verse 10, Job lost everything that he had.
在这时候呢，约伯已经失去他的一切。
But nevertheless, Job never sinned against God with his lips.
可是他从来没有以口犯罪。
So we know in Job chapter 2 verse 10, Satan already lost a bet against God.
在这时候，撒旦跟神的打赌已经输了。
So from chapter 2 verse 10 until chapter 42, Satan no longer involved in the story.
从二章十一节开始，一直到四十二章，这个撒旦就没有再出现。
Because the thing that he accused Job of,No long during that time, pretty much that Job he have won over Satan.
因为在这个撒旦所打赌的事上呢，约伯已经战胜了。
So from now on, pretty much it's just Job and his three friends.
所以从现在开始就是有关约伯和他三个朋友。
So this means they can have a debate against one another.
他们彼此辩论。
But it's interesting in chapter start from chapter three.Pretty much that Job, he just talked to himself. In other words, that Job's friends came and also Job, he, you know, pretty much expressed his feelings.
在第三章我们可以读到约伯的自述，他的朋友来看他，但是约伯自言自语的讲他的心情。
So tonight we'd like to share with you Job's friends and his soliloquy.
所以今晚是谈到约伯的三个朋友和他的自述。
Let's turn to Job chapter 2.
我们请看约伯记第二章。
Job chapter 2, verse 11.
约伯记第二章十一节。
Verse 11.
十一节。
Now when Job's three friends heard of this adversity that had come upon him, each one of them came from his own place, Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shunammite, and Zophar the Naamathite, for they had made an appointment together to come and mourn with him and to comfort him.
约伯的三个朋友提曼人以利法苏亚人比勒达马拿马人索法听说有这一切的灾祸临到他身上个人就从本处约会同来为他悲伤安慰他
So we can see in verse 11 they describe Job's three friends
十一节提到约伯的三个朋友
We know the first one is Eliphaz
第一个是以利法
The second one is Bildad
第二个是比勒达
And the third one is Zophar
第三个是索法。
Actually, if we think about these three people, three friends of Job, we don't know too much about them.
并没有描写这个三个朋友太多的事情。
But if we read on in the book of Job, we know these three friends is also full of wisdom.
可是我们如果继续读约伯记，就会发现这三个朋友是相当有智慧。
So during that time, his three friends heard what happened to Job.
他们听到约伯的遭遇。
So when they heard what happened to Job, they say,For they had made an appointment together, right? So they mean when they heard what's going on with Job, then three of them, they get together and try to come and to visit Job.
他们就约会同来要来看约伯。
So what was their goal to visit Job?
他们看约伯的目的是什么？
Their goal is they want to come to mourn with Job and also to comfort Job.
就是要来为他悲伤安慰他。
Actually, in the beginning, truly, his three friends have really good intention.
他的朋友有刚开始有很好的动机。
Their purpose is never to come and judge Job what Job have done.
他们从来没有说计划好要来审判约伯。
Their purpose because Job is their good friend, they want to come and mourn and with him and also comfort him.
纯粹因为他们是约伯的朋友，所以他们要来安慰他。
You can see in verse 12.
12节
and when they raised their eyes from afar and did not recognize him, they lifted their voices and wept, and each one of them tore his robe, sprinkled dust on his head toward heaven. Verse 13.
13节
So they sat down with him on the ground 7 days and 7 nights, and no one spoke a word to him, for they saw that his grief was great. So we can see in verse 12 and verse 13 that when his friends saw Job from afar, they could not believe what they see.
在这里，我们看到他们看到远远的看到约伯，认不出他来。
So during that time, they lift up their voice and they wept.
他们就放声大哭。
So they thought that they want to come to mourn with Job. They did. They mourned. Why? Because they wept seeing Job.
所以的确的，他们来真的是为他悲伤，因为看到约伯的情况。
Not only that, they also tore their robe.
而且他们还撕裂外袍
，and also sprinkle dust on their head toward heaven，
甚至将尘土向天扬起来。
So we can see that they know that Job truly going through a difficult time。
他们亲眼看到约伯的遭遇是多么的痛苦。
So we see the characteristic of Job's three friends seem very good。
所以这个这三个朋友是相当好的人。
Their motivation to see come and see Job is also very good。
他们来看约伯的这个出发点也是很好。
But we know on the end, God told them they need to repent.
可是呢，在约伯记最后，神要这三个朋友悔改。
Because what they say to God, they were not right, the things that they say.
因为他们议论神是错的。
Because during the time when they come, we know when we go through the chapter that they come and they end up judging Job.
因为在这个后来的这个约伯记的记载，我们可以看到他们其实是变成审判约伯。
Because for them they cannot believe how can Job go through this kind of trial and tribulation and he has not sinned? That's impossible during that time.
他们想不通为什么如果约伯是一个义人会受这么大的苦。
Really, when I read this Job three friends, I also think, you know, when we go do home visit.
当我看到这个约伯的三个朋友，我就会联想到我们去信徒家访问。
I see a lot of time when we go home visit, we also should not judge the people to be visiting.
当我们访问这个同龄或者慕道朋友的时候，我们要注意不能够论断他们。
But rather we go and try to comfort them.
因为我们是要安慰他们。
We go to feel the pain that they are feeling in their heart.
我们是要设身处地感受他们的痛苦。
Because during this time in verse 13, they say they sat down with him on the ground for 7 days and 7 nights.
十三节说他们七天七夜坐在地上。
And no one spoke a word to him, for they saw his grief was great.
一个人也不向他说句话，因为他极其痛苦。
Can you imagine Job's three friends, right? They must came from afar and they saw Job.And during that time, they see his pain, right? His grief was so great that he sat down with him 7 days and 7 nights without saying anything.
他们看到约伯这样子的痛苦，他们就坐在那边七天七夜，什么话都不说。
And this is really great love.
这个是很大的爱。
So they sit in the dust, throwing dust to be with Job and try to comfort him.
他们坐在灰尘当中跟约伯同在。
Just imagine nowadays we have a church member, right? And go in hospital and is sick.
想想我们如果今天有信徒住院。
And we go to visit them and we stay there for 7 days, 7 nights without talking or nothing, just be silent.
如果我们去看他们七天七夜一句话都不说。
This is a very difficult thing.
这的确是不容易的一件事。
I think even just for 5 hours is...I cannot make it. I go out there without saying nothing.
我想就算给我五个小时，我会觉得很困难。
So this means we are Job's three friends. They have great self-control.
约伯的朋友其实他们很能够自制。
We know that they have many things in their heart they want to say to Job, but during that time, they just let Job, you know, let Job do whatever he need to do first.
虽然他们有很多话要说，可是他们。先静静地陪着约伯。
Actually, we can learn a lot from Job's three friends on when it comes to counseling and do visitation.
所以在辅导或者是访问的工作上，我们可以从约伯的三个朋友学到很
多。Really, for us, when we go do visitation, we also should show this kind of comfort. Also, try to understand the person we're visiting.
当我们访问其他人的时候，我们要学习这样能够了解对方。
You can see for 7 days they did not say one word.
七天七夜，他们一句话都不说。
I see the best part of counseling is listening.
其实辅导最主要的一部分就是听。
When I was, you know, you used to work as a therapist before.
以前小弟是做辅导的。
I usually see client for 50 minutes.
常常我的我那个病人呢会我会跟病人在一起差不多50分钟。
But for 40 minutes, I just sit there and listen.
但是四十分钟总是在那边听他们讲。
Because a lot of people who have problem inside their heart, they just want someone to talk to and they can listen.
因为很多人他们心里有很多的话要说，他们希望有人愿意听他们。
By expressing their feelings, they can feel comforted. You really listen to them and try to understand them.
当他们把自己的苦楚都掏出来的时候，他们就感觉得比较好。
That's why when we go and do visitation with members who have trouble inside their hearts.
所以尤其当我们访问这些同龄他们有心里有很大的愁苦。
Do not be so quick to speak.
我们不用急着说话。
But rather to listen and try to understand what they're going through inside their heart.
我们只要听他们心里的感受。
And really truly only use the word of God to comfort them.
然后用神的话来安慰他们。
For example, if a sister is getting married to a Gentile.
比如说一个姐妹她要跟一个未信主的人结婚。
And they ask you, what should I do?
她来问你说我应该怎么办。
What should we say?
我们应该说什么呢？
Should we just use our own opinion and say, no, you should not marry a Gentile?
是不是我们应该用自己的意思说你不可以跟他结婚。
Or should we say, it's okay to marry a Gentile?
还是说呢你可以结婚。
But actually we shouldn't say anything to them.
其实什么都不用说。
But rather use the Bible teaching to try to enlighten their hearts to do what's right.
只是用圣经的话来告诉他们应该怎么样做才对。
Because if they marry a Gentile, of course we know that it's not right.
当然我们知道圣经上说跟未信主的人结婚是错的。
But also for us, if we use our own opinion to tell them they should not marry a Gentile, also is not right.
但是如果我们只是凭着自己的话来说你不可以跟他结婚，这样也不对。
But rather use the verses in the Bible to comfort them.
但是我们只有引用圣经上的话来安慰他们。
Actually, nowadays it's very complicated. Many sisters and brothers, they want to marry outside the church.
其实今天的情况很复杂，很多信徒呢喜欢情愿在外面结婚。
Just imagine a sister who is about 34 years old. Just imagine that.
譬如说有一个姐妹已经34岁了。
And they find a Gentile who is very good to, you know, to her and who really loving toward her.
而且她遇到在外面遇到一个外邦人对她非常的好。
So can we stop them from marrying that Gentile?
我们是不是应该阻止他呢？
Of course, with our own word, we cannot tell her that.
当然，我们用自己的话来阻止他是办不到的。
So if we tell her not to marry the Gentile, who is she going to marry in church now that she's already, you know, 34, right? Who is she going to find?
如果我们只是说你不可以跟他结婚，但是你要怎么帮他在主内找到对象呢？
Actually, this situation comes up all the time.
其实这个情况常常可以看得到。
But what we need to do is just listen to them and use the word of God to guide them.
我们只能听他们的苦楚，然后用神的话来帮助他们。
But leave the decision to them what they have to do.
但是最后还是让他们自己做决定。
Because if they listen to our decision and something happened, they will blame us and really be resentful toward us.
如果他们只是茫然的听我们讲，照着去做，到时候。他不满就会跟我们抱怨。
That's why counseling is very difficult.
所以其实辅导是一个相当困难的工作。
But at the same time, it's very easy. We know the Bible well.
可是同时呢，也是如果你了解圣经的话呢，也是相当容易的。
Because when we use the Bible, then they will have nothing to say, but because it's the Word of God is speaking to them.
因为你总是回到圣经的话，对方就不能多说什么，因为。他们也知道这是神的话。
But I can see that really many of us, when we give our opinion to the sister or for the brother to marry or not to marry, it becomes very, very difficult.
但是在实际情况上，常常可以遇到就是当这个关于婚姻的事情，我们很难做辅导。
That's why we should be like Job's three friends.
所以我们应该从约伯的朋友来学习。
Really, during that time, we just come and sit and try to listen to Job.
他们先是坐着一句话都不说。
But the biggest mistake they did is diagnose Job's problem wrongly.
其实他们最大的问题就是误诊了约伯的问题。
So that's why for us in chapter 3.
所以在第三章里面。
Really, chapter 3. So after they have been silent for 7 days and 7 nights, then Job, he himself, started to speak.
过了七天七夜之后，约伯终于开口。
So pretty much Job is just speaking out loud to himself.
约伯是自己对自己说话。
Actually, the thing that he did the first thing he did, he cursed the day of his birth and the night of his conception.
他先咒诅他出生的日子，还有他被怀孕的那夜。
That is chapter 3, verse 1 to verse 10.
这个就是在第三章第一节到第十节所记载的。
We know in the beginning that Job, that Satan wanted Job to curse God.
我们知道刚开始撒旦他希望约伯咒诅神。
Actually, during this time, he cursed his birth, he cursed his conception, right? But he did not curse God.
他现在却咒诅自己的生日，还有 被怀的那一夜，可是他却没有咒诅神。
Then from verse 11 to verse 19, Job talk about or wonders why people have to suffer, right? Who really the suffers too much? They rather die than to continue to live.
11节到19节就讲到他因痛苦太大，死不如活，活不如死好。
But now from chapter verse 20 to verse 26, it's pretty much Job's greatest fear has come to him.
20节到26节，这个是约伯最惧怕的事情却临到他。
So now we're going to study the word of Job in chapter 3.
我们来看这个第三章约伯的话。
Really, during this time, Job was in really agony and pain.
约伯受的苦极其大。
So of course, he did not want to curse God.
而且，但是他又不要这个咒诅神。
But he cursed his birth in that time.
所以他只得咒诅自己的生日。
Let's read chapter 3, verse 1 and 2.
我们看三章一节和二节。
Verse 1.
第一节。
After this, Job opened his mouth and cursed the day of his birth, and Job spoke and said, verse 3.
第三节。
May the day perish on which I was born, and the night in which it was said, a male child is conceived. So we can see in these three verses, really, Job cursed his day.
约伯咒诅自己的生日。
The day of his birth and also the day that he was conceived.
还有被怀胎的那夜。
Because during that time, really, the sorrow have greatly come upon Job.
因为约伯的苦太大了。
Because we can see in verse 4.
第四节。
Say, may that day be darkness, may God above not seek it, nor the light shine upon it. Verse 5.
第五节。
May darkness and the shadow of death claim it, may a cloud settle on it.May the blackness of the day terrify it. Verse 6.
第六节。
As for that night, may darkness cease it. May it not rejoice among the day of the year. May it not come into the number of the months. Verse 7.
七节。
Oh, may that night be barren. May not joyful shout come into it. Verse 8.
第八节。
May those curse it who curse the day. Those who are ready to arouse Leviathan. Verse 9.
第九节。
May the star of its morning be dark. May it look for light but have none.And not see the dawning of the day. Verse 10.
第十节。
Because it did not shut up the doors of my mother's womb, nor hide sorrow from my eyes. So we can see truly this is a beautiful soliloquy.
这个是一个相当美的诗。
Even though Job be in such sorrow and such pain.
虽然约伯他受这么大的苦。
But he really can express the inside.The deep down inside his feeling and his thought.
可是他可以用言语来描述他心里深处的苦。
Because during this time, he wished he could never been born.
他想说他情愿没有被生出来。
Because why? Because all the time he born, he just come to feel that kind of sorrow.
因为他被生出来，所以才会有这样的苦。
So this is very important also for us to ponder.
这个可以让我们思考一些事情。
Actually, I think for the old generation, we never question about our birth, right?
我们或许年长的会比较少会去想为什么会出生的这个问题。
Actually, we talk about our spiritual birth.
但是我们谈这个灵性上的出生。
Actually, many young people they express, right? They say, "Oh, I wish that I, you know, my parents never baptized me to Jewish church."
今天有些年轻人会说，我们情愿没有父母没有带我们来受洗。
Because when they baptize a true Jewish church, of course, and then they need to come to church, do the things that the church, you know, that the church do.
因为他们已经受洗了，所以不得不每次来聚会做教会的工作。
You can see that's why many younger generation when they go to college, they go very far from their parents.
所以有些年轻人他情愿去很远的大学读书。
Because they feel the day that they leave their parents and go far, then they can do whatever they want. They don't need to be bound in the church.
他们想说，他们一旦搬出去之后呢，就可以自由，不用受教会的限制。
Even though many of us, we do not curse, right, the physical birth, but a lot of time, sometimes we wish that we do not, you know, we are not in Christ because it feels so burdensome sometimes.
所以或许很少人会咒诅自己肉体的生日，但是呢，会觉得这个灵性上的出生是一个很大的负担。
Because the young people would always tell me, you know, Rudy, you were a Gentile for 27 years.
有些年轻人告诉我说， 弗里，你以前不信主有27年的时间。
And for that 27 years, you must be have so much fun.
你27年一定有很大享受过很多的快乐。
You can drink anytime you want.
你当时可以随时要喝酒就喝酒。
You can go to the club and dance anytime you want.
你想要跳舞就跳舞。
You can go out with girls as many as you want.
你要交女朋友随时都可以交。
But because we're in church,
但是我们却在教会里,
we have no opportunity to do all these kind of things.
我们想做都没有办法。
So for them, their faith toward Christ become a burden.
所以对他们来讲, 他们的信仰是一种重担。
Because they feel it would so much better if they were born and just be a Gentile and do what they need to do.
他们想说, 倒不如生出来是一个外邦人, 这样, 爱做什么就做什么。
That's why sometimes during NYTS, the youth would ask the pastor, you know, because Jesus talking about a big mansion in heaven, right?
有时候在这个神训班的时候, 青年会问有关主耶稣讲说这个天上, 的家。
And the young people say, what happened? I just want a little house. Right? I don't want a big mansion.
因为主耶稣说天上有许多的住处, 那这些学生就问说, 如果我只是要一个小房子呢?
So in other words, they say, I just want to be able to make it cross the line to heaven. I really, they don't want all these big things.
意思就是说我只要仅仅得救就好,
why? Because they want to also have to be able to do the things of the world.
这样呢,他们同时也可以享受世界上的快乐。
So sometimes really inside our heart, we curse the day to be baptized.
所以有时候我们心里或许会咒诅我们受洗的日子。
Actually, the day to be baptized, we will be born again in Christ Jesus.
就是指着灵性上重生的日子。
Actually, talk to some youth, you'd be surprised.
如果我们跟教会的一些年轻人谈的话呢, 我们可能会很惊讶。
I expect some of them now, they're in college.
有些已经在大学的青年。
Because in college, they can see many of their friends, right? They have girlfriends, they have boyfriends.
他们在学校看到, 男女朋友这样交往。
They go out drinking, smoking, dancing.
他们喝酒, 抽烟, 跳舞。
So this kind of stuff, they feel that is so wonderful, right? So enjoyable.
他们很羡慕这样的生活。
So they feel that being Christ, right, is not a good thing.
他们反倒觉得在基督里是一种不好的事。
But I think as the old generation, we know a little bit better.
可是呢, 我们比较年长的应该就不会这样去想。
We know all those kind of, you know, all kind of the pleasure from the world, sooner or later, you know, will be gone.
我们很清楚知道世界上的快乐总是会消失的。
You can see, because I talk to many younger generation.
我跟很多年轻的, 同龄谈话。
Especially the one is looking for a brother or sister to marry.
尤其是那些适婚, 在找对象的青年。
Really, many of them, they want to marry like someone, really, even sister want to marry like someone like Brad Pitt, you know?
有些他们很注重外表，有些姐妹甚至要跟像明星一样的人结婚。
Not only that, Brad Pitt need to have some kind of PhD, this and that, to make a lot of money.
不但是像明星，同时要有这个博士学位，而且要赚很多钱。
So really, if you look at the reality in our church, there's not too many Brad Pitt around, right?
可是呢，在教会里，我们想有多少个弟兄像明星呢？
So that's why also for our brothers.
对弟兄也是一样。
Our brothers also want to marry someone who's so beautiful, right? Because they watch too much TV and they see all these beautiful models, this and that.
弟兄因为电视看多了, 所以要找像电视上这个模特儿的姐妹。
That's why it's so funny. AVNYTS, right? The youth always talk about what sister is the prettiest, right?
所以每次在神训班的时候, 这些弟兄呢, 就私底下讲说哪一个姐妹最漂亮。
Actually, which sister they praying for. Actually, they, you know, they pray to get married.
而且他们会, 针对某个姐妹来祷告求神, 让他们可以娶到她。
The thing is funny, really seem all the brothers pray for the same sister.
可是呢, 很有意思的就是, 很多弟兄都是总是为同, 为着同一个姐妹来祷告。
Why? Because this sister is pretty. Right?
因为这个姐妹特别的漂亮。
So during one NYTS, they asked the pastor, say, Pastor, what happened if many different brothers pray for the same sister, who God going to give to?
所以有一次他们就问传道说, 如果很多弟兄都想要, 就为一个姐妹来祷告, 那怎么办呢?
So actually many of them, right, they can see, when they see the world is so wonderful.
他们看世界上的事好像很美。
Nowadays, you can see when they're in Christ, it seems like they cannot see the inner heart of a sister or of a brother.
可是他们却忽略了这个人的内在。
All they see is the physical aspect. You know, the Gentile women, they dress very sexy. They, you know, put makeup and stuff on. Of course, they gotta look better than our sisters.
他们只是看肉体上的美，就像因为外面的人常常打扮得很漂亮，所以他们只看这些。
So that's why many of our brothers are attracted to the outside.
他们所以很被受世界上的事而吸引。
So you can see why, because during this time they just feel that, you know, to be in Christ sometimes is so burdensome.
反倒觉得在基督里是一个重担。
There's no one in church to get married to.
教会好像找不到对象。
Really, there's nothing fun to do in church.
在教会没有什么好玩的事。
So it seems like to be born in Christ is really is such a burden.
所以出生在教会里，其实对他们来讲是一个很大的重担。
But you can see also some of our youth, they also want to kill themselves.
有些青年甚至想要自杀。
They also, some of them just feel that their life is so meaningless.
他们觉得生命很无奈。
But we know because why? Because they don't have Christ inside their heart.
因为其实他们心里并没有被耶稣充满。
Because they don't have Christ inside their heart, they think the world can offer them something, but no, the world cannot offer them anything.
因为他们心里的空虚，所以想说用世界来填满，却不知道世界却没有办法填满他们。
Because some of our younger generation, not only they already curse their birth, but also they wish they'd never been in church.
所以有些年轻的一代，他们就咒诅自己灵性的生日，而且希望
That's why
宁愿不在教会出生。
It's very difficult to guide them, give them counsel.
所以这样的同龄呢，我们很难来辅导他们。
So during this time, we know that Job cursed his birth.
约伯咒诅自己的生日。
But for us, sometimes we also curse that we are in Christ.
有时候我们也是在灵性上咒诅自己的生命。
Because sometimes we feel that we don't have the freedom to do whatever we need to do.
尤其当我们想说，我们所因为我们的信仰就失去了，爱做什么就做什么的自由。
But we know the true freedom is in our Lord Jesus Christ.
可是呢，这个真正的自由，是唯有在基督里才找得到的。
Let's read verse 11.
我们来看十一节。
Verse 11.Why did I not die at birth? Why did I not perish when I came from the womb? Verse 12.
十二节。
Why did the knees receive me? Or why the breast that I should nurse? Verse 13.
十三节。
For now I would have leaned still and be quiet. I would have been asleep, then I would have been at rest. Verse 14.
十四节。
Would kings and counselors of the earth who build ruins for themselves. So we can see from verse 11 to verse 14, Job continue, right?To say why did he need to be born?
十一节再到十四节，约伯继续讲说他为何出生呢
？He wished he would die at birth.
他宁愿在出生之后马上就断气。
Because he said in verse 11, why did I not die at birth? Why did I not perish? Why I came from the womb?
他说我为何不出母胎而死？为何不出母腹绝气
？Why did the knees receive me? Or why the breast that I should nurse?
为何有妻接受我？为何有奶哺养我
？We know during this time, Job is really talking like this. Why? Because he is full of suffering.
约伯这样讲是因为他的苦太大了。
But in verse 14 and 15,
十四十五节
say with kings and counselors of earth who build ruins for themselves, and he's saying that he would been right if he would die before he would die at birth, and then he would been at rest and also been with kings and counselors. Right? This part I really do not understand what's going on.
这里其实我不是很了解他在讲什么。
Because it seems like what he's saying is quite important that when if he would have died during birth and then he would have been great and with power, you know, people who are in power.
他说如果他死早死的话呢，他就能够和他们一起安息。
Maybe you know some of us can.Really look at this verse, and maybe next time we can, you can tell me about it.
或许大家可以下一次跟小弟解释这个这一句话。
Because I don't really understand these verses too much. It's 13 and 14.
十三节、十四节，小弟并不是很了解。
Because we know that he wished that he would have been a stillborn also, right?
他想说他宁可出生的时候就马上死去。
Because in verse 16 say, Oh, why was I not hitting like a stillborn child, like infants who never saw light?
16节说，或像隐而未现不到期而落的胎。
So this means he wished he never come out of his mother's womb.
意思就是说他情愿从没有被生出来。
Why? Because then the time really his sorrow, his pain was great.
因为他的苦太大了。
But during this time when he say he wished he was a stillborn, his reason was, if we read in verse 17,
我们他十七节讲到他的原因。
There the wicked cease from troubling, and there the weary are at rest.So in verse 17, he said, if he were not born then, he wouldn't live life full of trouble.
如果他没有被生出来的话，他就不会在这个充满苦难的世界里。
Why? If he was not born, then the wicked will cease from giving him trouble.
他如果没有生出来的话呢，就没有恶人来烦扰他，搅扰他。
Job, he also understand that really life is full of trouble.
约伯他也很清楚知道人生是充满的苦难。
But nevertheless, that's why he hold on fast to a Lord, to God during that time.
但是也是因为这样，他总没有放弃神。
But during this time, it seems God is not with him, right?
可是在这时候，神好像没有与他同在。
So if God is not with him, then he feel like his whole life is full of suffering.
如果神没有与他同在呢，他的一生只是充满的苦。
So that's why I said, if you live this life without Christ, he rather have been not born.
如果他没有神的话，他宁可不要被生出来。
I see what Job says is true.
其实约伯讲的话是对的。
Really, if we come to this world without knowing Christ, life is full of suffering.
如果世界上真的没有神、没有基督的话，这个世界是太苦了。
Why? The whole world is really is chaotic.
这个世界这么的混乱。
The whole world is full of wickedness.
这世界充满了各样的罪恶。
But if we have Christ, then we have this hope beyond the things of this world.
可是如果我们有基督的话，就能够对未来有盼望。
That's why during this time, Job he thought that God really was not with him.
在这时候，约伯感觉不到神与他同在。
Even though in the beginning he said, you know, I come out of my mother's naked, then I will also die naked. But later on, he feel that, you know, that why should he be born?
虽然刚开始他说我赤身出于母胎，也必赤身归回，但是现在。却开始怀疑为什么自己被生出来。
As we know, during that time, really his pain was so great.
因为他受的苦太大了。
That he wished that he never born, so he could never suffer that kind of suffering.
他想说，如果没有生出来，就不用经历这样的苦。
And then in verse 19, he says, "The small and the great are there, and the servant is free from his master."
19说，大小都在那里，奴仆脱离主人的辖制。
And verse 18, he says, "There's a prisoner rest together." They did not hear the voice of the oppressor.
十八节被囚的人，同得安逸，不听见督工的声音。
Actually, you can see why this book is a book of wisdom.
我们可以发现这个书为什么是一个智慧书。
Because many times Solomon also said, right? Really, it's better for a person not to be born.
其实所罗门也讲到说，一个人不出生倒是好。
Why? Because if he's not born, then he can never feel and experience all the suffering in the world.
因为没有出生的话，就不会这个经历世界上各样的苦难。
Just like Job with his wisdom.
这个就是约伯他的对人生的智慧。
He understand if a person never born, then he never experience all his trouble in life.
他知道如果人没有生出来，就不会经历这样的苦。
But actually, just think about our faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们想想看，我们对神的信心。
If we never born, we never reborn again. If we never in Christ Jesus.
如果我们没有重生的话
，actually, our life would be very free.
我们在世界上好像很多自由。
In a sense that whatever we do, we don't think is wrong.
好像做什么事都可以。
But now because we're in Christ.
可是我们现在信主了。
Wednesday night, we feel we have to come to listen to the word of God.
有时候觉得星期三晚上好像不得已来教会。
Friday night, we need to come to service.
星期五又要来。
Saturday, we have to come to service.
星期六又要来。
So sometimes this kind of stuff, if we're not filled with the love of God, we feel like it's a burden to us.
如果我们没有感受到神的爱，这些事情都变成一种负担。
That's why many of our youth, when they look at the Gentile.
所以很多年轻人看到外邦人
，Friday night they go out dancing and drinking.
星期五晚上出去喝酒跳舞。
Really Saturday in the morning sunshine they can go to the beach, right, and do whatever need to do with their friends.
星期六去海边玩。
But many of us Friday night we stuck in church doing services.
可是呢, 我们呢, 却在星期五晚上, 还要再聚会。
Saturday, even though it's a beautiful day, we also stuck in church.
星期六, 外面, 天气再好, 还是要来聚会。
So that's why many of you think if I never knew God, well sometimes it seems it's more less trouble.
很多年轻人想说, 如果没有神, 不认识神的话呢, 就不用这么麻烦。
And we always tell the younger generation, hey, don't watch TV too much, right?
常常我们会告诉他们, 不要看太多电视。
Don't watch those violent games, don't play those violent games too much.
不要玩那些暴力的电动玩具。
Do not go on the internet and watch all those dirty sites.
不要去网络上这个色情的网络。
Actually, for the younger generation, they feel there's a lot of trouble inside their head they need to overcome.
那他们心里却很多的挣扎。
Because there's many Gentiles out there. Really, they can play all the games they want. They can watch whatever they want. There's nobody ever tell them not to do it.
因为他们看外邦的同学呢，他们爱做什么，爱看什么就看什么。
But in Christ Jesus, really, we the church did not even encourage the brother, right, to have girlfriends.
我们在教会也不鼓励这个弟兄太早找对象。
So we know if we are not in Christ, we really don't have to do all these kind of things.
所以他们想说，如果没有信主的话，就不用有这么大的拘束。
That's why God tells us, if we want to follow Him, we need to carry a cross.
所以主耶稣说，如果我们要做他的门徒，我们必须要背起自己的十字架。
This means there's many pleasurable things in the world that is not good for us. We cannot do it.
意思就是说，世界上很好像很好的事情，我们要放弃。
In this way, sometimes our heart become burden, our heart become trouble.
这样就好像一种负担，一种重担。
But we know on the end we receive a reward from heaven.
可是呢，我们的目标是这个天上的奖赏。
Because those of us who truly follow according to the word of God, on the end we receive the crown of righteousness, just like Paul.
如果我们真的是遵守神的道。 我们最后会像保罗一样领受到公义的冠冕。
So it's always good for us to be in Christ.
所以我们一定要保守自己在基督里面。
Because to be in Christ, we have the purpose to live.
唯有在基督里活，生命才有意义。
But if we never come to know Christ,
如果不认识基督的话,
then really we are lost. We don't know where we're going. We don't know where we come from.
我们就失去了方向，不知从何而来，从往哪里去。
But because of Christ, even though we endure some kind of suffering once in a while, but nevertheless, we have the hope for eternal life.
在基督里好像要做某种的牺牲，可是我们却是有永生的盼望。
So you can see Job, he has the right to complain to God.
约伯好像对这个有权利来抱怨神。
And likewise for us, when we go through trial and tribulation, we also have the right to complain to God.
我们受苦难的时候呢，也可以向神来倾诉。
But just don't complain to one another too much.
但是不用对人讲太多。
If we complain to one another too much, and then we say God is not fair.
如果我们到处跟别人讲说神不公平。
You can see Moses, he also asked for death, right?
我们可以想想，摩西他也曾经求死。
But did he ask death from the people or from God?
但是他是对大众讲呢，还是对神讲？
Actually, he asked death from God, not from the people.
他只是独自的跟神讲，却没有跟任何人讲。
Elijah also asked for death.
以利亚他也求过死。
He asked death from God, and the people do not know.
他只是跟神讲，没有跟别人讲。
That's why a lot of things that we want to express inside ourselves, that we have trouble, that we have difficulty, we express it to God.
所以我们心中有任何的苦楚，我们应该要向神来诉苦。
Of course, especially when it comes that we don't want to be in Christ and stuff anymore, sometimes it's very difficult for us.
有时候会想说，在信主多么的是一个重担，这个好像很大的挣扎。
Just like our Lord Jesus Christ when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane.
就好像主耶稣在这个克西马尼园里面。
During that time, he did not want to drink the bitter cup.
他其实不愿意喝这个苦杯。
But none of his disciples knew that he doesn't want it.
可是他却没有向他的这个门徒来诉苦。
But rather he told God how he feel inside.
他只是对天父讲他心里的苦。
Of course, the sharing with brothers and sisters is also wonderful.
当然我们弟兄姐妹要彼此背负重担。
But there's only a certain thing that God truly understands.
可是有些事情唯有神才知道。
Especially when it comes to try to understanding why we in Christ, why we need to suffer for Christ, those kind of things.
尤其是当我们心里觉得苦难，有苦楚，觉得为什么我们要信主这样的问题。
Sometimes we can work very hard for God.
有时候我们好像很热心做工。
And nobody really appreciate us, right? Nobody appreciate us.
可是呢，似乎弟兄姐妹都不感激。
But when we complain, we do not complain to the people, but rather complain to God.
可是我们心中有什么苦，我们不用跟对人讲，我们只要对神讲。
Because only God truly can understand our heart and can comfort us.
因为唯有神才能够真正了解我们的心情来，而且安慰我们。
So, you can see, really, Job, he went through a lot of trial and tribulation.
约伯他受的苦是很大的。
During this time, he wanted to express his pain, you know, inside himself, just to speak it out so someone can hear.
他只是要把心里的苦掏出来，这样才感觉好一点。
Actually, you can see from verse 20 to verse 26 that Job he also feel that, you know, he for verse 24.
24节.
For my sighing comes before I eat.And my groaning pour out like water, was 25.
25节
For the thing I greatly feared has come upon me, and what I dread has happened to me, was 26.
26节
I am not at ease, nor am quiet. I have no rest, for trouble comes. So we know that during this time, really, Job have in such great agony.
约伯他非常的痛苦
So it seemed like the greatest fear that he had during this time, that these the things would happen to him, that he feel that God is not with him.
所以他现在最恐惧的呢，就是神不与他同在。
Because during this time, he did not understand why that he all the trouble that has come upon him.
他不了解为什么会有这样的苦。
So that's why Job not only curses his birth, he also wondering why these people have to suffer who you know who doing the right thing.
他不但咒诅自己的生日，同时也开始想说为什么这个行义的人却要受苦。
That's why I said the people who suffer they should die rather than live any longer.
所以他想说这个受苦的人倒不如死了还好。
Because during this time, truly, Job when he gone through a lot of trial and tribulation.
因为约伯经历的苦难的确是很大的。
So praise and thank God for tonight.
我们今晚感谢神。
Our time is up, so we will continue next time studying the book of Job.
我们下一次继续查考约伯记。
Let's sing hymn 339.
请唱诗339首。